Blog Talk Radio.
About tonight, your policy on boy or girl company. You know, for a lot of people, especially women, but for a lot of people, period, both genders, a lot of times if you have small children, they decide whether you'll be having company or not, which is not really a bad way to be. If you are protective over your children and you're protective over your own virtue and the example that you want to set for your kids, it could be a sticky situation and a lot of differing opinions on the topic, subject matter. But we are going to get into it tonight. I said we are going to get into it tonight. It's going down, y'all. Understand, we doing this without a fight. It's the daily go get a mism show, and we're talking about your policy on boy or girl company. A lot of y'all parents sneaking around like, yeah, I'm seeing somebody a little something, but I can't bring them by the crib because we ain't really like that. I'm just getting a little something, spread a little something, hitting a little something, getting hit a little something. So you might want to keep that away from your kids for a little while. So even though you got your own crib that you pay the rent on or pay your mortgage on or own outright, you still got to go to a hotel to get your little nasty on. You still got to go to the hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. Because because once mommy starts screaming about sex, She can't kick it like he was just a friend. Okay. Let's get popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. Was this your daily go get a miss show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Let me break it down, baby. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun 752. A.K.A. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. It's the daily go get a business show all up in your area talking about your policy on girl and boy company. What we talking about? Some of y'all ain't had boy or girl company in a long time. You know why? Do you know why? Because you are married. Or have been in a long-term relationship for a long time, which is a good thing, right? That should be. It should be a good thing. You are in an established relationship, and that's a good thing. So you don't have no reason to be having to give an explanation about, so you going out tonight? Or such and such is coming up. Why are you cleaning up? You cleaning? You expecting somebody? Yeah, you are. Oh, what are we doing? So yeah, your policy on girl or boy company. Yeah, you know, even some single people. Even some single people who don't even have children or whose children have grown up and moved on, some of them still don't like to have, you know, strangers come to their crib. So when they go out on dates and stuff like that, they don't always have them come over the crib. You know, meet them out there. Listen, I'll meet you at the spot. You know, women sometimes will do that to make sure that they are in a neutral, safe location and, you know, ain't nothing going to get out of pocket without being witnessed. And honestly, so a new questionable cat won't know where they live. Some women are funny like that. I'm out here dating and everything. I'm feeling things out, but I don't really want nobody to know where I live. So she ain't ready to have no boy company. Or the boy that she's dealing with ain't ready to be boy company. Like, you ain't boy company material yet. You ain't ready to come into the boudoir. You ain't ready to come into the lion's den. You ain't ready to come into the bear cave? Where do bears live? They live in caves, right? Ain't that where they hibernate? Did you know when they hibernate, they don't sleep the whole winter? We used to think hibernation meant, like, you know, they just went to sleep for like 4 months and woke up later. Make sure that y'all hit the like button. Do that for me, please. And make sure that you subscribe to the channel. Oh, I that. Subscribers I need. And make sure that you share the show. Let people know what you're watching today. Yo, I said, make sure that y'all hit the like button, share the show, and subscribe to the channel right now, yo. I appreciate that. And if you want to call in, you can do that. 319-527-6199. That's the number to call. I said a 319-527-6199. Yes, yes, y'all. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get on the line. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get your shine, baby. 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 So it's the Daily Go Get a Mission Show. I'm your host on 752, a.k.a. Omar with the R. And tonight on the Daily Go Get a Mission Show, we are talking about your policy on girl or boy company. Oh, yes. We're going to get a little deep tonight. You think we ain't when we are? You think we ain't shine like stars? We are. We is. You know the biz. So, yeah. So, what's your company? I'm sorry. What's your policy on boy or girl company? For you, for your kids? Let's start from the beginning. Let's go all the way back. All the way back. Let's go all the way back. All the way back. Let's go all the way back to when you were a youngin'. What was your parents' policy on company coming over the crib? Were you the type of popular young person that always had children over the crib, always had your friends over, sleepovers, you know, like your mom always had to cook extra dinner because people would stay over. And, you know, so dinner time, like, all right, well, ask your mom if you can eat over here. I already made a couple of extra chicken wings, drumsticks. So, you know what I mean? Some extra corn, you know, rice, and mashed potatoes. You know what I mean? Like that. Some people had the house like that. Some people had company all the time because they had parents who were liberal like that, and they thought it was important for their child to have an active social life. Good thing. I think it's a good thing. You know, some parents didn't give a shit about their kids' social life. I mean, not one bit. I knew parents that were very strict. And people could never have no company. There wasn't no company going down. And especially if you had the type of parents who didn't allow you to date at any age, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, graduate high school, you still ain't, you haven't gotten the green light to date. And I'm not going bullshit about this. I knew parents that wouldn't allow their children to date, even though they already had a baby. Yeah. She had a baby already. She still can't date. She had that baby wherever she got pregnant with that baby wherever she got pregnant at. And yes, she's a mother, but she's a mother living under my roof, still going to school. I'm still paying the bills for her and that baby. So guess what? You won't get pregnant under this roof again. Didn't mean that she wouldn't get pregnant as a teenager again. But you didn't get pregnant under this roof? At least authorized you didn't. Yeah, I'm saying the sneaking thing. For real shit. And I always wondered what kind of position parents were in when their child already had a baby. Like, does anything go now? You already know they fucking. You can't stop that. All the evidence that they was fucking is here. Still, so what? Yeah, she went out there and did whatever she did or whatever, but still ain't bringing that much. The baby father can't even come up in here. He got to drop the Pampers off on the porch. Real shit. I knew some parents that were on some real other shit. But their rules were their rules, and they had to be respected. They had to be respected. They had to be respected. So if you got pregnant, if you had a baby or whatever, yeah, it didn't mean that you were automatically catapulted into adulthood. Didn't mean that. Because some parents would be like, all right, well, if you're ready to be an adult, a full-time parent, then you need to be in a house of your own full-time too. Now you 15 years old, 16 years old with a baby. Yeah, I'll take care of my grandchild, but if you want to take care of him or her on your own, then, you know, you can always get your own place and you can have all the company you want. All the company you want. Normally the kids, I'm chose to go over their house, go over to their boyfriend's or girlfriend's house and get pregnant, like they did the first time. All right, so let me see what y'all saying here. See what my people's talking about. Robbie Ming says that's why they have hotels. I swear to God, I have never gone to a hotel just to have sex. Like, I've never, okay, let me put it this way. I've never paid for a hotel just to have sex. Ever. 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 E-V-E-R. Ever. I've never, I paid for plenty of hotels when we went away or something like that, but just to have sex, like for the night, not going to happen. That's not me. I'm like, I got a crib. I don't have to do that. I'm like, nah. But then again, I've never had to honor, you know, like even when my daughter comes down, like I don't be having company. But when she was younger, I did. Like, beep, beep. Put her to bed, and it was on. When she started staying up late, I was like, Dita going to get her for the weekend, and yeah, I mean, she going over shelves. My mom, she loved Granny. So, yeah, it was like that. It's like that, it's like that, it's like that. But, yeah. But yeah, I mean, peace to those who do go to a hotel. I mean, everybody knows that hotel sex is, you know, women give up better hotel sex than they do at home sex anyway. I don't know what it is, but you know, women love to have sex in a hotel. Like, they might be quiet in the crib, in the hotel, they go in screaming like, yo, we ain't even take off our clothes yet. Why are you screaming? Just saying what? Like, you straight drawing. Like, what is you doing? But it's real shit. My brother from another mother, Norris Hill. I said my brother from another mother, Norris Hill. What's going on, my brother? Thanks for coming on through. It's always a pleasure to see you. That's my word. Yeah, hotels, women give up. I don't know about white women, but I know black women show their ass in a damn hotel room. Literally. Figuratively and literally. You know what I mean? I'm like, you really showing off. You showing out. What we doing? Cal Chamberlain says, everyone doesn't need to know where you live. I'm just saying. And I understand. I do. Because you don't really know who's a predator or not out there. Of course, I don't think that you should even be taking a chance on anybody that you wouldn't bring to your home. But I mean, who am I to say? You just don't know. I know I wouldn't fuck with a chick if I ain't wanted to know where I live. Real shit. Robbie Ming says, it's best to go to a hotel because some people make a lot of, I was just talking, a lot of moans and groans. Why is it okay to moan and groan at a hotel, though? Them walls in a hotel thin as fuck. So you just don't care. You just don't care about offending your neighbors next, you know, your business executives and out of town is, you know, on the opposite sides of your hotel. You don't give a fuck. You like, I paid for this. Like, well, you pay for your home or your apartment too. But you know, but I digress, as they say. That's what they say. Robbie Ming says, no guy knew where I lived for 6 months. Okay. Like, didn't even know where you live. Forget about not coming over. Don't even know the whereabouts. Like, Spider-Man, nobody knows who you are. Spider-Man, where are you coming from? Spider-Man, nobody knows who you are. The electric company Spider-Man was corny as shit, wasn't he? I don't even think that was a Marvel comic, Spider-Man. That might have been a DC Spider-Man. Okay. Carol Seamless says, they could sit on the steps with me and my dad. Wow. Okay. So that was your parents' policy back in the day. I know how it be. I do. Yeah. Some parents do not allow, you know, company of the opposite sex to come over the crib. Some parents are strict like that. Like, nope. I know what that's about. But then again, some parents do not allow anybody to come over. No company. Really, really strict parents. They don't allow. Like, nope. You stop right at the door. They coming out. No, you ain't got to come in here. It be like that sometimes. Sucre, je toi. Sucre, JTX. What's going on, my good? To see me, some you. And she says, I don't like company. Damn. She says, I don't like company. So I guess it ain't too hard to figure out what your policy on company or on company for your kids are, especially opposite sex, huh? Like, my boys don't, my girls don't know no boys. They don't even know none. Not even at school. They go to girls' high. Robbie Ming says, my grandmother would make my friends sit on the porch and wait. No company at your grandma's house, huh? Okay. All right. Carol says, maybe your neighbors are there for the same reason. You know what? I meant your neighbors next. You know what? I'm done. So shouldn't every floor of a hotel be like, shouldn't it be like a one big scream fest? Like, shouldn't you be able to kill somebody in a hotel room and you don't really know? Because it's like, well, everybody was yelling and screaming. We couldn't tell the difference. Everybody was kung fu fighting. Huh. Okay. Narcel says, just don't get joining rooms. I've never heard of a hotel room that wasn't connected at least to the room next to it. Okay. So Crazy Toi says, no opposite sex company for my children. Only at the Blue Moon. I can't believe I got suckered into even reading that. The Blue Moon is a little hooker hotel out in West Philly. Crackhead hotel, you know what I mean? That's where you go to get a STD without even having sex. You just go in there, get in the bed, and come home with the clap. It's all good, though. It's all good. That's the West Philly Hotel Carlisle. All right. Robbie Mink says, nobody knows you in a hotel. And that's what matters? Okay. Robbie Mink says, we would meet at different places and I didn't see them every day. Okay. No, I says, wait a minute. Did you just recite the Electric Company version of Spider-Man? Yeah, remember? Spider-Man. That. Where are you coming from? Spider-Man. That. Nobody knows who you are. Spider-Man was whack, son. I see we have a caller on the line. Yes, we caller on the line. See that? We have a caller on the caller on the. We had caller on the. Carol Chambers says there was one in North Philly too. A Blue Moon in North Philly? I didn't know that. I know we had the Sunshine Inn. We had the Hotel Carlisle. Yeah, shit was very rare. It was very rare. It was rare. Nasty ass hotels, man. Nasty ass roaching rat hotels, son. All right, we have a call on the line. Call on with the last numbers 4828. Welcome to the Daily Go Get a Mission Show. Thank you for holding. What's on your mind this evening? Talk to me now.
Hello, hello, hello. I was able to call in today. Okay. I don't even know where to start. Growing up, I grew up in a very, the household was kind of liberal, but still strict at the same time. When it came to opposite sex, though, we were not allowed to have company in our room until we were a certain age. And even then, you had to leave a door open. So up until a certain age, up until you were like 17, you and your company could be on the porch, the backyard, anywhere in the yard, front yard, backyard, driveway, didn't matter. You can be in the living room, but somebody was always close by. And there were a lot of people in our house, so somebody was always close by, like, hey, what you doing? You all right? Why are you sitting so close? Stuff like that. And that didn't matter whether you were a guy or a girl, at least, up to a certain age.
Mm-hmm.
But then, for whatever reason, once the guys were 18, they could have females in their room with the door closed, but the females could not. So, we had a huge issue about that. There was like a mutiny at one point. Now, as a parent, what are you doing? We're not doing that. You can have company on the porch. It's basically the same deal.
Uh-huh.
Now my boys have TVs in their room, so everybody plays video games. But guess what? I play video games too. We all playing video games. So it's like that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So, all right. So you were talking about when you were younger and your parents' policy on company as a whole. So you were pretty much able to have company. But there were parameters when it came to company of the opposite sex. Am I getting that right?
Once you were 14, you could have company. Regardless, yeah. So whether or not you were a boy or a girl, but they had to stay in the living room or you guys had to be outside in the yard.
So no company before age 14?
Oh, hell no.
No. Mm-hmm. I'm just talking about company, period.
Your company was like your cousins and stuff like that. As far as your friends, we didn't have friends staying over for dinner. We're like, nah, nigga, go home and eat your food at home. You need a ride. And, we didn't have a lot of people spending the night. That was rare.
Okay. Yeah. So you said up until age 14.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Yeah, because a lot of, like, I knew people's homes allow company at any age. Like, I know for a fact that my house, there was no age limit to when you could have company. Mm-hmm. And wow. I don't remember a time, yeah. Like there were always kids over our house. But not like that, it's funny because I would have company, my sisters would have company, whatever, and they had their little crew. I had my little crew, but whatever. But I didn't have a lot of kids coming over at the house because I really never liked that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
One-on-one, maybe three of us, but it gets crowded. You know what I'm saying? And yep. Three little boys, they get the fucking shit up. And then, next thing you know, somebody's going to be getting the ass whooping. And we wasn't looking for none of that. You understand what I'm talking about? What's up,
Absolutely.
Pretty Tatted Marie? Cuz right there. Pretty Tatted Marie. What's up, Ma? Good to see me from you.
They could.
So, yeah.
Well, because if your company messed something up or broke something, you were responsible. So, you know, you had to be careful who you invited over to your house anyway. And we weren't even allowed to sleep, go over people's houses and sleep over unless it was a cousin.
Okay. Yeah,
so
we was
both,
able to
you know,
do all of that shit. We had people who came over to spend the night with us. We spent the night over others. You know, when I really think about it, yeah, I mean, I guess in a way it seemed like anything goes. But my mom had a lot of friends too. So I guess since with my dad living there like he wasn't, like he didn't. Anyway, right? You know what I mean? With my dad always having family members that needed to stay at our house for whatever reason, I guess my mom figured like, well, since I got to raise some of his brothers and sisters or whatever, my kids might as well be able to have company too or whatever. So it was pretty much like that. Yeah, there were definitely no age limits to when we could have boyfriends or girlfriends or company at the house. I don't remember. Yeah, there was no policy like that. Now, having company in your room, I don't remember anybody authorizing that. But we all did it. Some of us did
what?
Yeah.
That's crazy to me.
Some of us
we
did
absolutely
it low.
It is not authorized. Don't you even think about it. Don't even think about it. Because my parents were quick to be like, nah, we ain't stupid. We know what's up.
Yeah.
And then all the older siblings were charged with knowing what was up too. Because they were still doing whatever they want to do, out when they were out and about anyway. So it was like, yeah, listen, we know what goes down when two people are alone. So they were like, nah, nope. You were living free.
Yeah, but at least I ain't had nobody stay over the crib. I ain't never try to sneak and do no shit like that. I can't say that for everybody, you know what I mean? So
was that a question?
No. It was a dry snitch. You know what I mean?
Oh,
but,
okay. Whew. I thought you were asking
really,
a question.
Well, no, I think I just got the answer though. It's all good. Love is love. You know what I mean? we made it. Looks like
we
did
it.
Yeah.
My poppy was like, what you doing? Any time for you to go home? It's 2 o'clock in the morning. No, you can't stay.
Well, shit.
Yeah.
You,
I was like, man.
They made it to 2 o'clock in the morning?
Oh, yeah. We pretended like we fell asleep. He was like, nah.
Look, my dad would have pretended like you was getting put out on the porch.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
You wasn't making it.
You wasn't making it to 2 o'clock. You wasn't making it to 12 o'clock. Not with the knowledge, anyway. But yeah, company. And when I think about it, we had company at the crib a lot. I never really thought about it, but we did. You know, we did. We had company a lot, whether it was family, whether it was friends or whatever. But they were. There was company on a regular basis. But we didn't have one of those houses where the door is always unlocked. We ain't never do no shit like that. You know? It wasn't like a sitcom. You know, like on a sitcom, the door is never locked. You just come in, you know, like Lenny and Squeaky. Like Lenny and Squeaky, hello. Nah, we not doing none of that. You know what I mean? You know, I had to rock the keychain with the key, you know, the keychain that because I was always losing the key to. But anyway. Well, did your company policy, did you carry the same company policy that was enforced with you with your own children?
For the most part, yes.
Okay.
Yes, as a matter of fact.
So they were 14 too?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
They had to wait. Yeah, they did. I wanted to keep an eye on them because I have a horde of children. So I was like, and most of them are boys. So I know how that go. And I was like, nah, we not doing this. So I wanted them to focus on school. And my children weren't allowed to spend the night out. But they didn't really want to anyway. But they weren't, just in case they ever thought about it. They're like, uh-uh. You know, my oldest daughter, she fought. She wanted to go out with boys the first day she met them. She wanted to have boys alone in her room. And her father and I and all of her brothers, which she has five of them, we will all just look at it like, you must be out of your damn mind. You know, it didn't make a difference whether you were a boy or a girl. You weren't going to have people running all up in the house all crazy. You just weren't. You just weren't. Because you never know what could happen. You know, as far as somebody being nefarious. And that means you're putting other children or other people, you know, in jeopardy. So that's one of the reasons why we never allow people just going in and out of our house all crazy.
Okay. Interesting. Well, I think as a parent, you have to police and monitor. I just always wondered if as parents we carry the same concerns of our parents who we rebelled against. You know what I'm saying? Like, it seems crazy that we rebelled. Well, I'm not saying everybody, but you know, teenagers do rebel. So we rebelled against every rule that our parents set forth for us, but we enforce the same type of rules. I wonder, do we have the same concerns that our parents had? Like, if our parents were always worried about the girls getting pregnant and the boys getting somebody pregnant or whatever, do we still harbor those same concerns? You know what I'm saying? Like, is that what motivates us?
Definitely what motivated me. I understood my parents' concern. And I understood their concerns, you know, especially as I was approaching my teenage years, because I was watching everybody else do the stuff that they weren't supposed to be doing in their rooms. Like, you know what I mean? So I was like, oh, okay. You know what? I get it. Because they, you know, they were doing all kinds of stuff they weren't grown enough to be doing. So I know for sure that I shared the same concerns. And but I understood even back then. So I didn't fight too much, you know, I didn't try to go against the grain too much. That one time I tried to be slick, you know, I kind of chuckled. We actually laughed about it, my parents and I. The next day I was like, man, you know, we just had a good laugh about it. But I didn't go step out of line too much. Maybe about two or three times in my whole life with my parents.
Yeah. Like, because most of the rules were relaxed when in my house, I didn't have to sneak unless I wanted to fuck. So, you know, of course I had to sneak then. But even then, I was sloppy with that. I'll never forget coming home from, I think it was 10th grade, and this little freshman chick, she came over to the crib. She was ready to give us some ads. So I was like, all right. So we went to the crib, and it was a house full of people. My little young, horny ass, I was like, look, I got to get this shit. You know what I mean? You know, shorty hot. And I don't mean she was hot, pretty. She was hot. You know what I'm saying? She was ready to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was obviously not a rookie. You know, so yeah, she was not a rookie. You know what I mean? This was not her first time because I was like, all right, well, you know, let's go down to my basement. And she was like, nah, because it wasn't a finished basement. So she was like, nah, I don't want to do it down here, blah, blah, blah. Nah, man. So my dumb ass left the damn sheet on the floor. Like, dude,
oh my
what's
God.
Left the sheet on the floor. Like, look, in my mind, I'm like, I didn't fuck anyway. So it's not like it's real evidence. Like, just sloppy. My mom was like, come on. Why is this sheet down the floor? Down on the floor in the basement. I'm like, I'm guilty as fuck. If I had half a brain and I wasn't as honest back then, I would have said, like, well, who says it was me? You got two other, two other chicks living in here. And they nasty. And they older. I'm a freshman in high school. They already graduated. That's what I want to do today. Like, who said that shit was me? Did you do a DNA test? That, but me, I was like, well, my, I think I just told the truth. She was like, Omar, why would you? I took the girl in the house first, introduced it to my mom and whoever was there, because it was people there in the clip. I was like, all right. So this wouldn't be a good time to go straight to my room, because that ain't a good look. It wasn't that I couldn't have company, but I'm like, that ain't a good look, especially for what we know we about to do. So I took it down the basement. Didn't work. She was like, nah. She was like, I'm down. She told me I'm down to do it, but I'm not doing it on this dirty floor.
Well, I need to know. Okay. So it didn't happen that day, right?
It never happened.
Oh, that was going to be my question. Sorry for your loss.
Mm-mm. No, it wasn't that big of a deal. Like, you know, she was all right, but I really just was horny. I ain't like her like that. But she started giving up ass to other cats that went to the school. It was what it was. Yeah, she definitely started. But yeah. But yeah, as far as company is concerned, I guess because my parents were pretty liberal with me, I know that just because you have company doesn't mean that you gonna fuck. I was living proof. I was living proof. You know, had girls come over the crib all the time. Yeah, come to my, oh, you gonna come over? Yeah, come over to the crib. It didn't mean nothing. It ain't mean nothing. Until I really started getting into it. Like, we gonna find a way then. But that was a minute. I was really a late bloomer who started early. If you can believe that. I'm a late bloomer who actually started way too early. It's kind of crazy. But you know. But I had friends who couldn't have no company. No company whatsoever. Like, you know, some for religious reasons, some, you know, for whatever. Like, they just had mean ass parents and I'm like, well, why can't your friends come over your crib?
Wait a minute. Why do the parents have to be mean? Maybe they didn't see teenagers. They fuck shit up. They fuck shit up. They break stuff and they go, oops, sorry. And they don't care that it cost you whatever amount of money. I mean, the parents didn't have to be mean. Maybe they just valued whatever they had. Maybe, you know, they felt some kind of way about where they lived. It could have been all kinds of reasons.
Yeah. And they was mean. So, like, the parents I'm talking about, I had friends who had mean parents, you know. You call a house, they mean, you know, like,
oh,
hello, who calling? Who's calling my phone? Like,
oh,
the way you answer the phone, it sounds like we are continuing a conversation. Like, it sounds like I called you back. after you already.
I know exactly what you talk about.
Hell yeah, I know. Everybody know. Everybody had that friend who had that mean ass, that mean ass mom or dad that made you not even want to call. I'm like, yo, I'm not calling my girlfriend. I'm calling my man. You know what I mean? To see what we gonna get into or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, dog, what's good? Like, yeah, I ain't calling your crib no more. We can't call no chicks on the three way. None of that shit. Your shit fucked up over there. You know what I mean? Y'all. But yeah, but on top of that, it was no company. Now, it's funny. Because I honestly believe in my heart of hearts that the stricter you are with your children in regards to the company, that you are really opening up a Pandora's box of possible promiscuity and definitely a bunch of secretive shit that your children are going to get into. But that's a personal thing. I believe that. I believe that
I think that's true when you don't couple it with communication. So, like, you can have set rules and still be open and, like, have open and honest conversations about sex and just, you know, yeah, relationships with your friends and things like that anyway. So, but if you just say no and I'm just going to lock it down. So, like, you know, when I lived with my mother was that no explanation. There was no conversation. We didn't, there was no communication. And if I were a different type of child, you know, a different type of 12-year-old, then I definitely would have been, I would have gone the opposite way of everything that she said,
mm-hmm.
you know, because she just, it was just, and she was that person you call the house. and she'd be like, hello, who's this on my phone? So, there was that. I think it really depends on whether or not you communicate with your children about why you are setting those rules.
Well,
some parents don't feel like they have to explain anything, so they won't say this is why I'm saying
that's true. That's true, but I just think that if you're too strict, you know, you're gonna lose that battle. You're gonna feel like you're winning it, but in the end, you're gonna lose because that you draw that wedge between you and your children. And they like, well, fuck it. I'm going to get in trouble anyway, so I might as well go all out. Fuck it. Next thing you know, they come home with that. Or you get that phone call. Well, your son got my daughter pregnant. What y'all going to do? Son be lying. Uh-uh. That baby ain't even mine. Like, you know, like. Yeah. All right, well,
you have some kids that's just going to go, they're going to do what they want to do anyway, regardless of how liberal you are or regardless of how strict you are. They're just going to, you know, that's just their personality. They're just going to do
whatever. Honestly, I don't believe that.
Wow.
I believe that there's a method to every child, but you also have to take into consideration the method of every parent. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Whatever you did as a child, you can expect that to be done, you know, by your own kids. Don't be looking at them all strange as shit when they do exactly what you did and they didn't see you do it. Don't be looking at them all strange. You know what it is? How you think you came to know that they was lying? Because you fucking did it too.
You ain't never lie. But okay, so my daughter that always went, you know, you say left and she went right. Everybody had the same rules. So when you have multiple children, you can't say to one kid, yeah, you can have people in your room, but the rest of y'all niggas can't, y'all can't have, you know. Uh-uh. Even though, like, right now, I have a child that I can say that to. Had I done that, it would have just been a mutiny. But, you know, and the reason why I said there's always going to be that is a kid, well, not always, but there's sometimes there's a kid that's just going to do whatever, no matter how much you try to communicate, no matter how much you try to nurture, you set boundaries as well. They're just like, I just want to do whatever I want to do, and I don't want to have to answer to anybody. And that's the truth. There's some people that's just in their makeup. You can try different things, and you can try, okay, well, this didn't work. Let's try this. This method didn't work. Let's try that. And it'll work for a time, but it won't stick because, you know, that's a whole person there making their own decisions.
I don't know.
Just saying.
Well, then again, you have to take into consideration the motivations of the other parent too. Like, you don't know what they did when they were younger, but you can best believe their kids did what they did. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you might be able to account for your 23 chromosomes, but that other 23 question mark, baby.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I will say, in my daughter's defense, you know, even though she gave us a hard time, you know, when she was in her mid-teens, she did go to college. She did not get pregnant as a teen, you know. So some of the stuff did stick. It's just that, you know, she just wanted to do what she wanted to do. So I'll say, you know, I'll give her that.
Well, I think in the long run, your teachings, your guidance, your tutelage, your leadership, it will sink in. But of course, just like what you were saying, you know, kids are going to try you, because if they feel like it's going to work, you know, some kids are really intelligent to the point where they think that they're smarter than grown-ups.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're dealing
and
with
she's
a child,
super intelligent. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, not every super intelligent child uses their intelligence to think that they are superior than their superiors. You know what I mean? Like, I never thought that I was smarter than my parents. I just didn't think that, and I never wanted to outwit them. I just wanted to have my own way, you know. So when the opportunity presented itself, I took it. Other than that, I didn't do it because I thought they were stupid. I did it because, look, right here, nobody's looking. Let's do it. You know, simple as that. But, all right, we have another caller on the line, and I'm about to take that caller. But let me ask you this. Let me ask you this real quick before I take the next caller.
Sure.
So, as an adult, with, you know, during any single time in your life, did the way that your parents governed having company in their house govern how you have company you yourself as an adult with children? Did that govern how you had company? Like, you know, was it a situation where you like, I can't have no boy company either?
Well, my parents are still together, so my situation is different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I will say that they're friends. And they had a lot of friends, but they were like true friends. So their friends were allowed to, my parents' friends were allowed to stop by the house whenever they wanted to. Like, oh, hey, so-and-so's here. That is not how I am. Do not come to my house without giving me a heads up, because you might mess around and come to my house and I'm not there. Yeah. I don't necessarily like pop-ups. So my parents and I are different in that respect. But as far as the way that we govern our children, we were the same.
Okay.
Was that your question?
Kinda. I wanted to know, like, do your kids, you know, company block? Or, you know, like, do you?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, they do. My boys are not having it. So, you know, and I have a lot of respect for my children. So I'm not going to just be like, hey, and have anybody over my house. I have had people who were interested in me not be interested in me anymore because I wouldn't give them my address. But, you know, I didn't give them my address because you were showing yourself to be that type of person that just popped the fuck up. And no, we're not doing that. Nope. Because you fuck around, get your feelings hurt, you pop up at the wrong time. My children will be like, hey, how you doing? You know, and they're very polite, and you don't realize that they're scoping you all out, but they are. They're paying attention to everything that you're saying. They're paying attention to everything that you're doing. They're paying attention to the level of affection between the two of us, which there's, you know, there can't be too much of that, not in the beginning, you know. So, they do company block. But there's, you know, we have conversations and they ask a lot of questions.
That's what I should have named the show, company blocking. Fuck. But people wouldn't have picked it up, you know. But all right, hold on. Let me go to the next caller. But I just think that it's interesting how your parents set the rules about you having company, but now your kids set the rules about you having company. All right. Caller with the last number is 8884. Welcome to the Daily Go Get a Business Show. Thank you for holding. What's on your mind this evening? What's good?
Hi, two nights in a row. I won't be calling no more till next year. Anywho.
I'm so glad to have you this year.
Yay! How are you?
I'm feeling great. Feeling like a real man. Still. What's up with you?
Yeah, I feel like a real woman. Anyway, when I raised my three girls, I knew how I was as a teenager. So everything that, in other words, they couldn't really pull no wool over my eyes. Okay, what I would do with my three girls, no, wasn't no company. They wouldn't have no company, you know. I slept downstairs in case they tried to see, you know, sneak a guy in the back door while I was upstairs and my door was shut. I was a stone parent, but what I did with my girls was I put all three of them in journals. Okay. I would buy all three of them journals, and I put them all the female monthly products. Okay,
uh-huh.
I didn't allow no sex. No, I'm not taking no birth control pill because to me that was saying I'm allowing them to have sex. So what I did was every month when it was time for me to go to the market and buy that stuff. If somebody didn't use it, then I knew somebody was screwing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Every morning when they left to go to school, I was in an internal reading to find out what they were doing.
Okay.
Now, my oldest daughter. Why are you always after me?
Wait a minute. So you was right. Like you was. Like, no privacy at your crib. Like, nope.
Nope. I was stern. I was very stern. Yeah, I was a stern mother.
Okay.
With some girls because I knew how I was. I knew I had got pregnant at an early age.
Okay.
Okay. And no, I wasn't going to have that with them. We weren't going to do that.
Okay.
So I learned. You know, a lot of things when I grew up, once I had them and they started becoming teenagers and stuff, then, you can't pull no wool over my eyes, okay, because I know all the tricks in the books. So with them girls, my oldest daughter, she was the one. She was the ringleader, always made to her to keep an eye on her two sisters while I worked, whatever. She got tired of them going places with her because she wanted to be sneaky and do her stuff. What ended up happening was when she would say, oh, Mom, this so-and-so want me to spend the babysit. Well, call on the phone and speak to her. Give me her number. Let me call her and talk to her.
Okay.
Because I know the girls that she hung around, you know, what they were about. Come to find out, see, you can't do shit in the dark and don't think it's going to come out in the light. What this heifer did was her and her little girlfriend, one of her girlfriends came around there and asked me, could she go with her over her aunt's house in South Philly? So, call your aunt. Let me talk to your aunt. Oh, well, she's not home from work. Well, how y'all getting in? Oh, by the time we get there, she'll be home. I said, oh, okay, when we get there, so look, call me. These heifers, they go to the naval base. And they with these sailors. Oh, well, when it all came out, I almost killed that girl. So first of all, your girlfriend lied for you. Y'all all got together in cahoots and you lied.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I didn't play those games with her. God is my witness. I threw that girl over that chair. I almost choked her to death. I told her, don't she ever in her lifetime lie to me about that. I said, do you know what could have happened to you down here? Huh? Do you know? Y'all
real
don't know.
Shit.
Y'all just, huh?
I said, real shit. The naval base?
Yeah.
Man, listen.
Yeah. Down here with them damn sailors. You know?
Yeah.
And I literally almost really killed her beyond that. You know? But today, well, now all of them are grown. They're all grown. There's only one of my daughters just with me. But that one, I always tell her, yeah, when I get me a man, and my man is, oh, no, he ain't coming here. I don't know where he's going, but he ain't coming here, right? But.
So, all right, let me ask you this. So, did you allow company at your house?
With my daughters?
Yeah, female
male
woman.
Or female?
Either one. Did you,
sometimes females. No males.
Okay.
No male.
All right.
No male. Because I always thought that I knew what males was about, what they wanted. So no male.
So did you allow your daughters to date at any age, or did they wait until they graduated high school or something?
No, I was my oldest daughter, she really started dating like at 16. She started dating at 16, yeah.
Okay.
The other two, no, the youngest two, because all my girls are 3 years apart and 3 months apart. Well, they were, you know. So, no.
Okay.
But my oldest one, 16, yeah, I allowed her, you know. Anything younger, which it should have been 18 at that time, but anything younger than that, hell to the fucking no. You ain't bringing no babies here, because I ain't taking no babies. And y'all don't know how to take no babies.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So what about you? Could you have boy company?
What about me?
Or did your daughter... Yeah.
Did I have boy company?
Yeah.
In my home?
Were you allowed to have boy company?
In my home or other people's homes?
In your home? Were
nope.
you allowed to have boy company at your house where you paid rent or mortgage where you live? Were you allowed
now,
to have boy company?
While I was grown?
When you were grown? After you already had kids? Did your daughters allow you to have company at the house?
Oh, of course. But, of course, they checked them out.
Okay.
You know, I used to tell my daughters, I used to be playing with them and joking with them because I am a jokester. And I used to play with them and tell them, oh, I'm going to get me a young guy. And da, 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 da. And my daughter in the past, she would always say, I don't know where he's coming. Because when he comes, if he comes here, I'm going to grill him. And I'm going to ask him what you want. My mother ain't buying you no sneakers and no jeans or none of that. Yeah. Oh, yeah. They didn't pay that. But
all right.
Older guys.
No, go ahead. Finish that thought. I got a question for you after.
But older guys, like when I said, guys didn't come to my house until 6 months. Yeah, I would meet guys, but they didn't know where I lived at because I didn't know mm-hmm. them, and I wasn't letting them in my house with my three daughters.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I had to get to know them a little mm-hmm. better. You know, I wasn't meeting these guys in two or three nights or the same night, sending them in my house. No, I was very, you know, like, overprotective of my girls. So I always would meet them somewhere, or else on the weekends I might go to their house or we go to the hotel.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that kind of answers the other question that I was going to ask because, all right, when women have company, and this is just from my observation. Some women entertain in the living room, and some women entertain in the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like I was going to ask y'all what y'all think of either one. Because just because you entertain in your bedroom doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to have sex. That just may be the place where you entertain. Not everybody does anything in their living room. I know people who don't, you know, even have like a TV in their living room.
Mm. Well, if I entertain in my bedroom, and I would have my bedroom door open, if I was going to have sex that night, it would be, you know, once I thought everybody was sleeping, like after midnight or so. Why are y'all laughing?
Oh my gosh! I can't with you tonight. I can't. You said you're killing me.
You're killing me. You know what?
You're killing me.
You know what, Omar? I think the full moon is in Capricorn because I don't know. I just been acting crazy, but. But you know. But it's true, you know.
So you had the after midnight thing going on, huh?
Yeah, and you know what? As God is my witness, my girls never seen me having sex. The only, when they became their teenagers and they was in junior high school and stuff like that they might have heard me. One of their bedrooms was right beside mine. But in the younger ages, they never heard me having sex. They never knew because how I did it was, I would do it when they went to bed. And it was over by the time they woke up.
Right.
It's not what you do, it's the way you do it.
Uh-oh. Right. You are 100% right about that. It's not what you do, it's how you do it. No
it's
doubt.
The way you
no
do
doubt.
It. Yeah.
Well, you definitely use your boy company for what it's worth. I wonder if we took a poll about how many parents wait till their kids go to sleep in order to have sex. I wonder what would the percentages look like. You know what I mean? Is everybody lying on their kids? Is everybody?
No, you know what?
Is everybody waiting their kids out, or do some people have to apply NyQuil? Like, look, motherfucker. No, you're not watching no. You ain't watching no Jay Leno tonight, motherfucker. Fuck out.
I did that to respect them. you know.
Right.
And I didn't want them to know what I was doing for them to go out to, you know. So I basically did that out of respect, you know, so they wouldn't hear no moaning, no groaning, no howling, no screaming, none of that shit. Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder, remember that? Remember when videos was out in the 80s? Remember Friday night
yeah.
videos and shit?
Mm-hmm.
You up at 1 o'clock, I bet that fucked up a lot of ass. I bet hey, what you got? Fucking Michael Jackson's Michael Jackson Thriller came out the night premiere. On
yeah.
That movie ass video. We got to get them a VCR. They got to watch that shit live. Okay. Oh my God, boy, y'all!
I made you laugh tonight. You won't hear from me no more till next year.
Look, you have done it to me two nights.
No.
You are a pill. I miss you so
I'm
much.
A pill.
A pill. That's right. You soothe. You are the get high. I appreciate you.
Well, just as long as I'm not cracked.
No, you are a human Percocet. I swear to God.
I'm a Percocet.
That's right.
Oh, no, I don't want to be a Percocet.
We gonna
I,
get good
I ain't
high.
Never did no Percocet.
Oxycontin.
No.
I'm saying you take away the pain. You take away the pain.
I'll be
making a good thing.
Okay. Yeah. But I prefer to be marijuana. I'd rather be marijuana.
Nah, fuck that. I don't want none of that cheap high. I want to be high. You know what I mean? Nah, none of that commercial high. I don't want nothing I can buy legally.
you want that because you got to buy illegal.
I want something you got to reach down in your drawers to get out. Like, all
right. Oh, but no, I will call you again this year. I was only playing when I said next year. But I
okay.
will call you this year.
I appreciate
and,
you. All right, we got to do your birthday shout out.
All right,
thank you. We gotta do these birthday shout outs. So I gotta let y'all go, but I appreciate y'all calling in so much. Trust me, this was a winner.
No problem.
All right,
thank
all
you.
All right, thank you. Woo, that was. I wasn't ready. I tell you that, Robin boy. She used to call in all the time at the Urban Therapy and the Sun Show. Yo, she was turning it out. That was my joy right there. All right, y'all. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious June 29th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Jason Claybrook, I'm sorry. Turning 31 years old today. No, I'm sorry, 51 years old today. Let's not play. All right. And my man, Christopher Myers, go get a Chris Myers. Happy birthday to you. And he's raising money for the fundraiser for Pine Street Inn. Do the damn thing, Chris. And also Lisa, turning 44 years old today. Yeah, Lisa. And also Latria Cole, turning 39 years old today, and Winnie Bryan turning 53 years old today, and Frank Ely turning 58 years old today, and Annette Smith turning 52 years old today, and Monique O'Neill, happy birthday to you, and Nadira Collier, happy birthday to you, and my man Carl Holmes, my old head Carl Holmes, talking about something, he's 23 years old today. Carl Holmes is more like, maybe, Carl might be 83 or 90. Carl up there. But do the damn thing, Carl. And Antoria Norris. Antoria Norris turning 42 years old today. Happy birthday to you. And she's raising money for the St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. And also Aisha Adams Cash. Yeah, my girl, comedian, do the damn thing. And also, last but not least, Rhonda Glover. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious June 29th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up, but don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out, rock on it, do the damn, to rock out, rock on it, do the damn, rock out, rock on it, do the damn thing, you do your thing. Y'all represent the queens and kings, you do your thing. Y'all represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind, and anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember. Listen, man, I mean, when we was younger, our parents set the rules about having company, whether it was girl company, boy company, opposite sex company. Who sets the rules now for you? Is it your cheering? Is it your conscience? Is it your integrity? Is it your virtue? Is it your spirituality? Is there something else that we haven't really thought of? Whatever the case is, whatever it may be, the choice is yours. You can get with this, or you can get with that. Or you can get with this, or you can get with... At the end of the day, you're going to try to do what's best for your children, yourself, in order to keep you safe and secure, and hopefully a little entertained. It's funny how we use the word entertain company, because exactly what does that mean? For some people, it means actually, you know, doing certain things like playing board games, listening to music, conversation, having some fun like that. And for other people, it means having a little drink, having a little smoke, having a little stick, having a little poke, know how we do. Regardless of how it goes down, the choice is yours once again. And you're going to ultimately have to live with the decision that you make to do it either one way or another. I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you one way or another. Those are your decisions talking to you. Make sure y'all hit that like button, man. Make sure that y'all hit the like button. Make sure that you subscribe to the channel. Make sure that you share the show. I appreciate it. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all back to life. We will be back tomorrow night for another installment of the Daily Go Get-Em-ism show. Tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So make sure y'all be there or be square. So. I appreciate each and every last one of you. I do. So let me get Blog Talk on the body here. Blog Talk, I say peace.